the Steve Cochran Show. Cochran Show.
Well, it's a good morning for me because Abigail Grace Cochran is here, along with her father, my son, Ross. Hi, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
Remember when you used to rank higher?
Vaguely. It seems like eons ago now.
So Dave and it on Friday, we had a nice Mother's Day pre-dinner, I guess you'd call it, with Ross and Lauren and Abigail and Maureen and Amy. And Abigail might have overdone it just a touch on the lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
Because we witnessed, I believe, the first sugar high for the child.
Not for her, but it was the first one in front of you guys for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty epic.
Can you give us some evidence?
She was like a little drunk, running around, just goofing around. And then what did she do on your way home?
There was a lot of... So she's building up her comedic timing and her sense of humor. So she faces to the back. There's this mirror. So she was like, "Mom, look at this." And she had nothing on her hands. And then we're like, "What?" And then she put her hands down and she came up and she had her shoes on her hands.
See, that's a solid bit.
But it was a good bit because it was just the mirror. She knew how we were seeing it. It was a really good joke.
She goes, "First, nothing.
Yep.
Now,
here's the big payoff.
Shoes are on my hand."
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there were other stunts on the way as well.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of dancing in the parking lot, spinning around. But
that was by me.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, that was just me.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought it was her.
Can I ask Ross how long they have to be turned backwards like that in the seats? She's, what, three?
Yeah, so very recently it changed. My wife's listening, so she'll be happy that I have a decent answer to this question, Mary.
Okay, good.
That it's essentially as long as they're able. You know, so you have plenty of kids
Till their feet are stunted their growth because they can't move their legs anymore.
People get really, like, you know, they sort of look at it like, you know, adults who get uncomfortable. But kids can be comfortable in that position for a lot longer than we can, you know, because they can have the legs crossed. They can have the legs hanging
over. Because they're made of 90% rubber.
Yeah, because they're made of 90% rubber. Yeah. Yeah, so essentially the recommendation, as far as I understand it, and I'm sure I'm going to get a text correcting me here in a second, is that it's as long as they're able to be comfortable backwards, because that's safest for them.
Yeah, and it changed. I thought the law was changing constantly, but I guess there is no law then.
Well, it used to be a weight. Like, you know, because the seats are graded for weight of the child.
Yeah, it used to be weight, right.
Yeah, so it used to be weight. But, you know, I guess I would say if the child's 15 and bent into a pretzel, they probably don't need to be in the seat anymore.
It's like, when do you actually get to see your kid's face?
Yeah, so. Right.
And that mirror contraption, Mary Vandeveld, we never had that either.
I know. We just installed another because we have, you know, the grandbabies are almost two and 5 months. So they both are sitting backwards. Now they both have mirrors. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it is a little nutty.
And you'll be doing that soon, Ross, too.
Yep, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Ross has started work with a wonderful organization that I'm a big fan of called Let It Be Us. What do you do?
So I'm the director of resource development, which essentially means that I get to just talk to people all day long about how they can help kids who are in need of care, who are part of the foster care system in the state of Illinois.
So this is...
Let BS exists to find...
foster care.
To find families.
Fostering to adoption.
Yeah, families for those kids.
And it's a big deal in Illinois. Why?
Because we're not that good at it. First of all, there's some pretty disheartening statistics about the fact that there's 18,000 kids who need care, that a lot of them are available for adoption. You can literally go on letitbeus.org right now and see through the heart gallery a bunch of children who are available to be adopted. Who are
like today. They're available now.
Yeah. So there's what I love about Let It Be Us, you know, I think often people can sort of look at any big problem, you know, and foster care is a big problem, and think, like, what can I do? How can I help? And there's a lot of different ways that you can help these kids who really need it.
And the kids that really need it are every kid.
Every kid, every family. You know, a lot of these kids would be in a position where they could be reunited with their parents, which is ultimately what's going to be best for them when it's the safe thing to do. But they need places to belong. They need attachment. They need healthy relationships with adults. And you can come alongside those kids, or you can support organizations like Let It Be Us that help others come alongside those kids.
There is a run or a walk or a run walk or a walk run this weekend?
Yeah. So on Saturday in Citizen Park in Barrington, there is a 5K run walk. To give you an idea of run walk, there will be prizes for those who run the walk and finish first. And myself, Lauren, and Abigail will be there. So we're not going to be doing a lot of running.
I was going to say, well, she's very fast.
Abigail, yes.
Very fast.
Abigail,
if you ask her, she'll tell you how fast she is.
Is she signing autographs?
Abigail, probably. We haven't been able to work it out with her agent yet. You know, you got to get that Square app installed. Right.
Of course. Yeah. By the way, where is she?
She's in the performance studio with my mom and my sister.
Oh, okay. Well, she's fine then.
Yeah. And she was telling them how she's got three friends, and she's got a lot of stuff going on right now.
So we could say
about her new baby brother coming in August.
We could say that Abigail Grace is in the PPG Paints green room right now, waiting to come back in.
There you go. You should be able to up that sponsorship now.
All right. So how much does it cost to get into the walk race, race walk?
So if you register today, if you go on letitbeus.org, you can see that event on our events page. And it's $25 to register online. It's $30 day of. You can start registering at 7 on the day of, and then the race will start at 8. There's also a party afterwards. There is going to be a DJ. It's just going to be a fun time to get your family outdoors on a Saturday morning.
Weather's supposed to be good, right?
Yes.
Which is different than the weather we have had for the last 6 weeks.
Yes. So talk to Tom, talk to Tom Skilling to make sure that stays the case.
And again, the money goes to where?
So the money's going to go to essentially two different things that LetitBeUs does. LetitBeUs helps find families for these kids who are in care, finds a place of belonging for these kids that are in care. So the two of the best ways we do that are through targeted recruitment, where we essentially are finding the right homes for these kids that we are aware of every week. If different agencies will call LetitBeUs asking for help with kids that have, for whatever reason, been in care for a long period of time and have had a hard time being placed. And also, it just gives us an opportunity to scale our work, frankly, where we are a small startup organization that has a big mission in front of us of trying to help these kids as much as we can. And that requires resources, plain and simple.
All right. So at $25 a head, how about this? I will scholarship a family of four into the race.
That'd be amazing.
So what do you want to go? Seventh caller?
Yeah, seventh caller.
Seventh caller. Now, you have to be able to be available Saturday.
Yes.
And it's a nice thing for you to do with your family, or you could bring three friends if you want, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they do this? They just call in, and then you'll take it from there with the name and the contact information?
Yes, if Joe or Mike can get name and contact info, I'll follow up with them after the show.
And then we'll charge your dad.
And we'll make sure that
we have access to his funds.
Yes. I'm actually trying to do that donation right now
as your mom mentioned when we had her on Friday, your mom, Steve, she said you come with a fat wallet. If you recall, that's what Ann said.
I recall a lot of what she said. That's why I'm in therapy.
One thing, Ross, that you mentioned about the finding the right family for the right kid. Unfortunately, you can't just stick a kid in with any old family. You know, like there's for success, you want to have a family that's a good fit, and so it takes more time and money and energy to do that filtering.
Totally.
So
and families that are in those communities where those kids already are is really important.
Oh my God, I know. We were talking off the air when you guys were in last week. These poor kids have to move so much and go to different schools because there's not people available in the area they were already going into. And one of the kids is a senior living in a shelter, and he gets up every day in a shelter and goes to a school, and he's got some challenges. And, like, this poor kid is going to graduate high school and just be left for, you know.
Yeah, and all it would
and
take
then good luck
parents,
to you.
Yeah, would be parents who, in his particular case, who know ASL.
Yeah, so they need like a kid in this family in the city. You know, it's not just as easy as okay, now we've got available families and let's just divvy up these.
Because think about, for any of you who are listening, think about your own kids and those weeks where you are able to like really be there and be present for your kids and give them good structure and watch how much they thrive compared to weeks where you're running around and you can't give them as much and turns out they wind up having more issues. You know, a lot of these kids, time after time, we hear stories about kids who just need a family, and it's messy and they're up late and all they do all the things that normal kids do, but when you provide just that basic thing that every kid should get of just being there for them, providing attachment, providing love, they thrive.
And there's a good promotional campaign for adoption that's been running for years, Dave. I think you probably heard it as well, where it says you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Yeah,
so you don't have to overthink it. You don't have to think, oh my God, what if I do something wrong? These kids need love and they need a home.
Yeah, and anybody can be a parent. If you can be a foster parent, if you can be a parent, you can be a foster parent.
All right, so again, it's Saturday morning.
Yes, but this 5K is for anybody. This 5K is if you just want to learn about the system.
You don't have to be a foster parent.
Yeah, okay. That's important for marketing. If you just want to be there for these kids or be there for the community, if you are someone, I know we have a lot of friends who don't really understand what it looks like to be a foster parent. And you can go and you can just see that it's the same dorky parents that you would expect, just with a slightly different makeup of their family. So come out to Barrington, register today so that you can save a little bit of money now, or we'll take $30 day of. And come meet us. Come hang out with us.
It's letitbeus.org. And thank you, Ross.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And thank you, Abigail, wherever you are entertaining currently at the WGN offices.
Yes.